Mr. Duchesne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm pretty much where Mr. Dubois is. I'm relatively satisfied. I share Mr. Parker's concerns that this has been an ongoing thorn in many people's sides for a very long time, ever really since the beginning. I guess while I have the floor, I'll quibble about a few things. Mr. Braback was always entertaining and was again this time. I think he mentioned that it was always known to the entire community that out-of-state waste was going to come in and residuals was going to go to the state-owned landfill, and that Elaine Marcus and Joanne Toomey actually spoke to it on the floor of the House. He didn't mention that they voted against it, and so did Representative Tom Saviello. So not only was discussed, but there was opposition at that very time. This has been a long, ongoing issue. When this all happened, about two-thirds of what was going into the main energy facility in Biddeford was from out of state. And I think the expectation was that this was going to be residuals that would be eligible for state-owned landfill. As originally conceived, the state-owned landfill was supposed to be for main waste and a backstop to all of our other facilities, be they recycling or waste energy facilities. So that was all kind of understood. There was a lot of discussion about, and Casella made this point very strongly, that in order to supply the fuel necessary to honor the original agreement to save an Old Town Mill, they were going to have to import a lot of this. So to just say that it's an unknown loophole is actually maybe a mischaracterization of what the history actually was. But having said that, I've been concerned for a long time that what was happening in Lewiston was essentially a business that was making its money off tipping fees and not recycling, that most of what was coming across the border was going into Juniper Ridge as a disposal option for Massachusetts trash. What has really concerned me is I went to visit the facility over a decade ago, in fact, with at that time Tom Saviello, and I saw that a lot of the material was simply unrecyclable. It was oversized, bulky waste, lots of mattresses. So I would agree with Mr. Parker that a lot of what was coming across the border was absolutely useless and intended for disposal in Maine. At that time, we were told that the improvements were going to be made. At that time, it was about 10% of the waste was actually being recycled and the rest was going to Juniper Ridge. A decade later, it's still 10%. So I think it's a legitimate concern that Mr. Parker is raising. Not much has changed, even though some changes were promised. However, I think the legislature and the department have come up with something that says you will change or you're going to be defined as something different in the future and ineligible to take your waste to Juniper Ridge. I have half a mind to join Mr. Parker if he's going there to simply make trouble, to do something the board is not really allowed to do, and that is pass a rule that is inconsistent with state law. But this isn't even a major substantive rule. I'm not even sure what we do goes back to the legislature unless somebody brings it there. So I'm probably disinclined to go that way. There are things in the statute and in rule that are a little bit vague. So the environmental justice standard that we're talking about is not that much different from the vagueness of a public benefit determination. At some point, you have to make a presentation that the public needs this, and people can weigh in against it. I think the department probably gets this right, because one of the things that concerned me in the hearing was exactly what other people have said in opposition. And that is that, how do you define this such that somebody, an applicant, knows they're meeting the standard? And I think the department says, well, the concept really ought to be there, and it's really more useful to somebody who opposes the project or a permit by making a demonstration that it's inconsistent with environmental justice. And I raised the Penobscot issue earlier. That to me is just like the key observation that says, yeah, this is not only necessary, but it's already happened. I think about Alton, which I represented in the legislature. They have this big landfill right on the doorstep, and then Municipal Review Committee was going to put another one 4 miles away. At some point, the community may be able to say, you know, you're only putting this here because you can. This is somewhat unjust. I think it's possible for opponents to make a demonstration that says environmental justice is not being served here. And that's probably the way the department's going to have to treat it, and applicants going to have to treat it for the foreseeable future if this goes into rule. So the public, the environmental justice standard, I think, is acceptable to me and is even quite defensible. And I think it's something that all of us are going to have to learn to live with, including the applicants in the future, if it's a little vague, so are other things like public benefit determination. So I'm generally comfortable with what the department has presented to us. I'm willing to make mischief if the board wants to go there, but right now that's where I am.